Blog Talk Radio.
The Beat Break is sponsored in part by Dark Knight Entertainment. Watch DKE TV weeknight on People TV, Comcast, Channel 24.
It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time!
P&J Tax is back. If you're about getting your taxes done, come to P&J Tax Professionals, LLC. Look us up at pnjtax.net or call us at
1-866-220-2491.
P&J Tax Professionals, where customer service is first.
Get your tax refund today with P&J Tax Professionals. Be sure to call them today at 1-866-220-2491.
You have tuned in to Beat Break Radio with Sean Garvey and DJ Rollum, bringing you the hot Chadris Denise, author of Side Chick Chronicles. Whose side are you on? Available on Kindle exclusively. Boom!
Beat Break 87 FM, Atlanta.
The following is a previously aired program.
For the
like I wanna see back when I'm listening to Beat Break. Radio waves like tsunami display.
Spawn from the big catch, the big bang, big break.
Start the show. Everybody know how this party go. Brothers, pump your fists while the ladies say, showcase the hottest around. You know the sound. Hip hop underground. Best believe it's going down.
Let the beat break.
Radio.
Hey. I'm a smooth criminal over beat breaks. Radio reporting live from the Peach State.
As I make the beat break down, as I make the beat break, as I make the beat break, as I make the beat break.
It's time to wake up to the live show on your radio.
It's the Beat Break Morning Show with Sean Garvey and the crew.
Nominated for the hottest internet online radio show of 2013
by the ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards, courtesy of Pass the Entertainment. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram
at Beat Break Radio FM.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to the second hour of the Beat Break Morning Show on BeatBreakRadioFM.com, Atlanta's underground new radio station, or Atlanta's new underground station. Let me get that right, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting turned up in here, man. I'm messing up.
Early.
It's early. Early in the morning. It's still early in the morning. Second hour of the program, Sean Garvey. And sitting next to me is new co-host. Why you didn't let me finish? You turned up. You turned up than I am early this morning. Lady Phoebe in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, everybody?
I'm
Lady Phoebe.
What's going on?
Yeah,
what's going on? Tell the viewers out there, the listeners, a little bit about yourself, Lady Phoebe. And then talking to the mic,
I'm a South Carolina native. Now you can just call me a part-time Georgia PG. I'm just here having a good time. I love to entertain the people. I love to laugh. I'm full of life. You know, I'm ready for everything. So, holla at me.
Wow, that's exciting. That's exciting. Let me stop. Let me stop messing with you. Well, definitely welcome to the Beat Break Morning Show. First and foremost, thank you so much for coming on board and being a part of this wonderful movement that we got going on. Shout out to More Than Ashley and Paradox, who I just talked to in the first hour of the program, man. I hope you all enjoyed the first hour of the program. You will definitely enjoy the second hour of the program, man, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We were supposed to have somebody come into the studio. That person got lost. We don't know what's going on, you know. Yeah, I'm bad with directions sometimes. Yeah, you ever got somebody lost before? How many times? Few times. Really?
Yeah, I wasn't good with street names. I was like, you gonna make it right there, come down here, you gonna see that.
Yeah, thank God for GPS.
Right.
I just tell people, anybody asks me, where do I need to go? How can I get there? I'll just be like, dude, just go on GPS, man. Just go.
Google.
I just go Google, GPS. That's it. That's it, man. It's the Beat Break Morning Show. We getting turned up. Shout out to everybody over there at HomeTeamRadio.com. You can listen to us live on HomeTeamRadio.com. Syndication.com. That happens to be our affiliate syndication right there. You can also listen to us on BeatBreakRadioFM.com as well, live. All right.
It's time now for the old school hangover.
I work too hard.
You're going to need a cup of coffee to get crunk for this one. It's the old school hangover on the Beat Break Morning Show.
So we're about to get into this old school hangover real quick, ladies and gentlemen. And this old school hangover, this is the new segment on our show in which we dedicate to the pioneers of hip hop. You know, you just waking up, you had that hangover from the other night, getting turned up in the clubs and stuff. But what better way to get that hangover by listening to some old school hip hop that'll make you crunk again, you know what I mean? Yeah. So we're gonna take it back to 98, A-Town. You may not remember this rapper. You from the South, though. You, I don't know if you remember him or not. Raheem the Dream.
Okay.
You remember him? Yeah. Raheem the Dream, man. Shout out to Raheem the Dream, tight to death,
Raheem.
Man. Yeah, man. The most beautiful girl in the world. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Were you in the video? No, you was too young back then.
No,
you
were in the video.
You was too young back then.
Baby.
Yeah. So we're going to get into it. The most beautiful girl in the world, Raheem the Dream. And then when we come back from the break, we're going to have more of the Beat Break Morning Show. We getting turned up, ladies and gentlemen.
They don't miss out.
Yeah, tune in, turn up, get turned out, but don't turn off the radio.
Right.
That's our new slogan.
I like that.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. More than Ashley was hating in the first hour about the new
tune
slogan.
In,
whatever.
Turn up, but don't.
You're messing up.
Early. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Go ahead. Get you some coffee
wait
right there. Yeah. It's tune in, turn up, get turned out, but don't turn off the radio.
I know that's right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, because there's
write
a lot of people. There's a lot of people that need to get turned out.
Put that in my phone.
Exactly. All right. Atlanta's new underground station, BeatBreakRadioFM.com. Old school hangover coming up in just a couple of seconds. Raheem the Dream, the most beautiful girl in the world. Turn up.
Turn up.
HomeTeamRadio.com, BeatBreakRadioFM.com. Lego.
Thank you. seven actors. I won't.
And we're back. We're back. Beat Break Morning Show. The Beat Break Morning Show, ladies and gentlemen. BeatBreakRadioFM.com, Atlanta's new underground station. You already know what it is. And we are syndicated right now live on HomeTeamRadio.com, broadcasting live from the Georgia State Television University or the Georgia.
GSU.
Shout out to Georgia State TV. You can check us out weekdays and weekends on GSTV, GSTVonline.org. Shout out to Warren. Shout out to Andrew. Shout out to Jesse, man. The whole team holding us down. Yeah, holding us down right here at GSTV Studios. That's how we get down. You already know what it is. Sean Garvey.
Lady CZ.
The new co-host of the Beat Break
up,
Morning
everybody?
Show. Turned up. We are still turned up this Saturday morning. Live right here at the GSTV Studios, man. You know, definitely feeling the new logo in the background, the Beat Break Morning Show new logo. Yeah, man, everybody's been liking it on Facebook. Everybody's feeling it on Twitter. You know, we're going to definitely have it up on Instagram real soon, man. That's how we get down, all right? Yeah, yes, indeed. All right. So, okay. So, during the first hour of the program on the Beat Break Morning Show, when More Than Ashley and Paradox was in the building, we were just talking about, we were doing the Beat Break Morning After Recap. And, you know, we were just talking about the things going on in entertainment right now. Of course, you already know the TLC biopic is coming to VH1 in the next couple of days, October 21st.
Okay.
Yeah, October 21st. Oh, yeah, yeah. You definitely
got
to save the date on that one. Yeah, you know. So I asked the question regarding the biopic film, in which the three cast members in the film will be Keke Palmer,
right.
Lil Mama, who definitely needs some work right about now, and Drew Sidora, you know, which all make up Left Eye, Chili, T-Boss,
right?
Okay, so I asked the question, do you think this is going to be an epic fail like they did Notorious? You know, even though Notorious to me was a good movie, but some people felt a certain way, especially the people who, you know, with Bad Boy and all, you know, like Lil' Kim and Charlie Baltimore and all them that were close to Biggie, Notorious B.I.G. They all felt a certain kind of way about it. I mean, personally, I like the film. I don't know.
I enjoyed the film.
Yeah, I like the film. I necessarily don't know everything that went on behind Bad Boy and Notorious Life and stuff like that. But this TLC biopic, man, I mean, what do you think? What do you think it's going to turn out to be?
I believe it's going to do great. I mean, they really got a good character lineup. I mean, Keke Palmer, she's very talented. She can sing. Lil Mama. She's been a judge on what's that show?
What, America's Got... No, it wasn't America's Got Talent. It was Next Dance Crew.
Yeah, right. She's been on that. I mean, she's been doing her thing.
And then she messed up when she went on stage at the MTV Music Awards, you know, messing up Jay-Z and Alicia Keys' flow.
Right. But at the same time, I think everything... The movie's gonna be great when it comes out. I have faith in.
You think they picked the great cast to portray T-Boss, Chili, and Left Eye?
Little Mama for Left Eye,
yeah.
I think so. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Keke Palmer is Chili, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Keke Palmer.
Yeah.
And T-Boss is Drew Sidora.
Right. I think Drew Sidora and T-Boss. I really can't see. But Keke Palmer playing Chili, I can really see. But I mean, I just gotta wait for the show to come out. I gotta wait for it to come out.
Movie come out.
Judge it before I see it. So.
Yeah. You know, TLC, the famous R&B group sold over 60 million copies. Yeah, I'm so glad we got this recorded.
Okay.
All right, so there you go, folks. VH1, TLC, Crazy, Sexy, Cool. That's the name of the film. It's going to be on VH1. October 21st is going down. We also talked about the 2013 BET Hip Hop Awards. It's going down October
15th. Right.
Yeah, ATL got turned up this past weekend.
Turned up.
So many people were in town. Diddy, Rosé.
Meek
Rick
Mills.
Ross. Yeah.
Rick Ross. The Weeknd had a concert last night at the Fox Theater.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, he's one of the most, I think he's one of the most, I don't want to say unrecognizable, but he doesn't get a lot of credit so far. You know what I mean? I mean, it's, you know, like a lot of R&B soul artists or whatever, you know, they just come out and then they, you know, are instantly a hit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I don't think The Weeknd has really gotten enough props just yet.
Well,
you know?
He's getting there. I mean, he's a very talented young man, very vocals. Oh my God, he's amazing. His voice.
That's
is
I don't know. Some people compare him
who
to Drake.
Who was that?
That was me.
No,
I was trying
had,
to.
No way. his voice is very similar to Michael Jackson.
You think so?
I think so.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
I really, really.
According
think so.
To Lady Phoebe.
According to me.
Wow.
Yes.
How do you all feel about that? Comment on Facebook and Twitter. Do you think The Weeknd sounds just like Michael Jackson?
I think so.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's somebody coming in. That's somebody coming in. Oh! We got him in the building. He's finally here.
He's
Ryan
finally
Marshall.
Here.
He's finally here. He's
after
in,
10 hours.
Yeah, after 10 hours. Wow.
10 hours.
He's finally here. Man, how much money did you put in the meter? Don't tell me. Don't tell me. We're going to talk to him in just a couple of moments, ladies and gentlemen. Also, yeah, once again, 2013 BET Hip Hop Awards hosted by Snoop Lion, Uncle Snoop,
Snoop
Dogg. He got too many damn names. I mean, you know.
Uncle Snoop, Baby Snoop.
You know, just like Chris Tucker said at the BET Awards, don't bring no damn lion on the stage. No, you know, don't do that. Don't do that, Snoop Dogg. Not this year.
Right.
And don't bring no women on leashes either like you did a couple of years ago. We remember that. Even though they were fine as hell, don't do that, man. We ain't trying to go back in time.
Right.
Also, we talked about the new fall programming. The new fall programming on television from ABC to CBS to NBC to CW. You know, a lot of critically acclaimed shows have been premiering on some of those TV stations that I just mentioned, TV networks. You know, a lot of people have been up on Sleepy Hollow. That's like out of all the other programs, Sleepy Hollow, it's been getting a lot of rave reviews so far.
That's cool. I really haven't seen Sleepy Hollow, but what has...
Have you seen the movie?
No.
No?
Mm.
Okay, you got to watch the movie before you
I
watch
know,
the TV show.
But people have been really amped up about, you know, the next season of Scandal.
Yeah, Ashley said that I should shoot myself because I have not seen any other episode.
Yo, I've only seen, like, two series, I mean, like, two sitcoms of that. So, I really can't get into it.
Mm.
I
mean, you can't get into it? So I'm not the only one then.
No, you're not the only one.
Thank you.
I really can't get
so, you know, Ashley's not going to only shoot me, but she's going to also shoot you
that's
too.
That's fine.
Right?
I'm going to do my best that day. But, yeah, I really, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a really good show because, I mean, everybody talks about it. I mean, everybody's talking about it on Facebook, Twitter, everything. Like, they will hold a full conversation, and you would think that they're really talking about, like, actual, like, real-life people, like, something that's going on for real, but it's, like, the show. I mean, it carries on a conversation for days.
I thought the movie was going to be about, like, scandal regarding the White House and the American people
like,
and stuff like that.
Like,
but this is a
like,
show about,
like, illegal, like, behind
like
the
some
scenes.
Ronald Reagan,
right,
Nixon
right.
type of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this is about a black woman.
Like,
not fornication, adultery. You know,
right,
infidelity.
Adultery. Somebody else's husband.
Yeah, not only that, but sleeping with the president of the United States who already have a first lady.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Kerry Washington, you're doing an amazing
right,
job, by the way, ladies.
I love her. She's awesome.
Yeah, she definitely
right.
got that one. She definitely
yeah.
nipped that in the bud. I'm waiting for The Game to come back.
What?
Season 7.
Yes.
It's official. It's coming back
season
next year
seven.
On BET. I felt so sorry. I felt so bad for Malik, man. Yeah, it's a, you know, Malik, he may not have a football career anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Damn, that's...
Malik just got a lot of issues going on.
And you know what, though? You know what I find so funny? He always get himself, and this is like from the past seasons of The Game.
Mm-hmm.
He always find himself in trouble whenever there's a woman around. You find that? Do you see
weak.
The irony in that?
He's weak.
Women is his kryptonite. Women is his kryptonite. And that's what gets his ass in trouble.
I think we all women, we have our ways of getting the man to the point, you know, where we want him. Really is making weak
and
weak.
It's either in the hospital or in prison. Yeah, shout out to those who couldn't pay their child support over at the Fulton County Jail, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. All right, one last thing. Machete Kills, I got the flyer right here. Machete Kills, it happens to be the second installment to the film Machete. An all-star cast is in the film. Yeah, I just got the flyer. Shout out to GSTV, by the way. Machete Kills, man, highly anticipated film. They're back, Charlie Sheen and Mel Gibson in the same film together. Yeah, you ever seen Machete, the first installment? I haven't seen it either, so don't feel bad.
No, Sean, like, I really got to get myself into those type of movies. I'm not into those.
You know,
I'm into a lot of comedy, a lot of drama.
Comedy, drama,
yes,
you into all that?
Drama.
Oh, okay. So I can imagine what your Friday and Saturday nights be. Comedy and drama.
I love to laugh.
Yeah. This got a lot of sex. Well, it got some comedy in this film, Machete Kills. It got comedy, it got sex, violence.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Those are my type of things there.
Comedy and sex?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Beat Break Morning Show.
We
are turned up. Good morning to everybody out there in the ATL and worldwide. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Brian K. Marshall of Passkey Entertainment. It's going down, Passkey Entertainment. We're going to talk about the 2013 ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards coming in December, in which we have been nominated for Hottest Internet Online Radio Show.
Yeah.
It's getting hot in here.
So take off all your clothes.
Okay. I keep mine on, but you're more than welcome to take yours off.
No.
You know?
Still
I'm just saying.
Still early.
I'm just saying. So we got Passkey Entertainment in the building, so we're going to talk to him about the upcoming ceremony and other stuff that he got working on under Passkey Entertainment. So don't you go anywhere. It's the Beat Break Morning Show with Sean Garvey and
Lady Phoebe.
Stay tuned. Keep your dial locked.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Where you going? We're just getting started. The Beat Break will be right back.
The Beat Break is sponsored in part by Dark Knight Entertainment. Watch DKE TV weeknight on People TV, Comcast Channel 24.
P&J Tax is back. If you're about getting your taxes done, come to P&J Tax Professionals, LLC. Look us up at pnjtax.net or call us at
1-866-220-2491.
P&J Tax Professionals, where customer service is first.
Get your tax refund today with P&J Tax Professionals. Be sure to call them today at 1-866-220-2491.
You have tuned in to Beat Break Radio with Sean Garvey and DJ Rolum, bringing you the hot Chandra's Denise, author of Side Chick Chronicles. Whose side are you on? Available on Kindle exclusively. Boom!
The Beat Break Morning Show can be heard everywhere from your cell phone to your laptop. Listen to the Beat Break Morning Show on BeatBreakRadioFM.com, on any mobile device, and on HomeTeamRadio.com. Download the Home Team Radio app to your smartphone to listen to the show. Watch the Beat Break Morning Show weekdays and weekends on Georgia State Television and GSTVOnline.org. Check local listings for dates and times.
The
Beat Break not only has exclusive music, but also exclusive interviews like this.
Is that no substitute?
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome back to the Beat Break Morning Show on BeatBreakRadioFM.com. And that's this new underground station. Tune in, turn up, get turned out, but don't turn off the station. And we finally got him in the building, boys and girls. We got Brian K. Marshall in the studio from Passkey Entertainment. What's going on, man? How you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me on.
You are one of the most hardest working people in the industry, man. So we got you in the studio. You're here to talk about all the great things that Passkey Entertainment has got going on or is getting ready to do. And plus, we're going to talk a little bit about the 2013 ATS Hottest Entertainment Awards coming up real soon. But from my understanding, from what they are telling me is not Passkey Entertainment anymore. It's worded differently now. It's something else.
Now Passkey Choice. We have merged with Choice Multimedia, so it's Passkey Choice Entertainment.
Brian K. Marshall and Antonio Choice now teamed up to do Pass Choice Entertainment instead of Passkey Entertainment. I like how that sounds, man. Before we go into talking about the upcoming 2013 ATS Hottest Entertainment Awards, I want you to go ahead and inform the listeners the history behind Passkey Entertainment, now called Pass Choice Entertainment. Tell our listeners and our viewers out there a little bit about Passkey Entertainment or Pass Choice Entertainment.
Well, Passkey Entertainment, I just cut it short. We unlock doors to all your entertainment and digital needs. Coming up in the industry as a singer first, you know, looking to get a record deal and looking to get in this door or that door, you know, it's like one of those who you know type things. So our goal is to be that go-to person or that go-to company that can get you in the way you need to get into. Best ATL Titus Entertainment Awards comes to spotlight and open doors.
Okay, so can you tell us the name of the artist or some of the artists that you have helped get their foot in the door through Passkey or Pass Choice? I keep saying Passkey, but it's now Pass Choice Entertainment. Can you tell us some of the people, some of the artists that you and Antonio helped get into the door through Pass Choice Entertainment?
You know, over the years, we've been blessed to work with a lot of people, you know, on the production end, to the writing end. And one of my close friends and brother, Carlos Michael Jones, over the years, he'll tell you, he's like, you know, man, you told me how to write. I was watching you write, you know. And that helped me how to learn how to write songs. He's a hit songwriter right now. You know, he's writing for Bad Boy and so forth and so on. So, you know, over the years, we worked with so many people. Early in my year, I had the pleasure of working with Dallas Austin, you know, as a teenager. He was my producer. So, you know, just a lot of people.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, the Beat Break Morning Show or Beat Break Radio has been nominated for its first award through Pass Choice Entertainment. We have been nominated for Hottest Internet Online Radio Show. Very good look right there. Thanks to Pass Choice Entertainment. And let me just first and foremost say, Brian, that on behalf of Beat Break Radio, we really appreciate you and Antonio for helping us get that nomination through Pass Choice Entertainment. And we also especially want to thank the listeners, the fans, and everybody that supported Beat Break Radio since 2010 that has helped us get that nomination through Pass Choice Entertainment, through our diligence and through our consistency. So we really appreciate for, you know, all the support and love that we have retrieved over the past couple of years that helped us get to the point right now where we now have our first nomination. And, you know, our first nomination for the 2013 ATS Hottest Entertainment Award, nominated for Hottest Internet Online Radio Show. So we really appreciate that. So let people know a little bit more about the upcoming award ceremony, the 2013 ATS Hottest Entertainment Award. Like, we got to know who the host is. Who's going to be hosting the event this year? And don't say Snoop Dogg. Don't say Snoop Dogg, because, you know, he already got the 2013 BET Hip Hop Awards on lock this year. So
no, we don't have Snoop. But actually, you know, there is a protocol in which we do things with ATL's Hottest. I was just telling you, you know, your co-host here, that everything is an announcement. So to hear who the host is and to hear the final answer on the venue, you have to attend the nomination party. And we announced that at the nomination party, and that will be October the 28th at Harlem Nights. Yeah. So see you at the nomination party. Get that answer.
Okay. Now, is the nomination party going to be taking place at the same location as the award ceremony, or how is it set up?
No, the nomination party is an opportunity for all the nominees to hear their names announced. And when it comes to the award show, you're only down to the top 10, so everybody's not going to hear their name announced. But at the nomination gala, we take the time to acknowledge every nominee. And if you've been to ATLSHottest.com, you see that list is enormous, because there's so much talent here in the city of Atlanta. But we take the time to announce each and every nominee that's on that ballot at the nomination gala. Pretty much an award show, but just without the announcement of who the winners are. It's what we do. Entertainment, food, good time.
And the award ceremony is in December, correct?
December 8th. December 8th. And we'll announce you and you got the nomination gala.
We in there.
So tell us more about the award ceremony or the award ceremonies. And the reason why I ask you that question is because from my understanding, it's not just the ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards, but you all have various categories for the gospel community as well as for the youth. You all have the ATL's Hottest Gospel Awards and the ATL's Hottest Youth Awards, just to name a few. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we're celebrating the 5th year for the ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards show. We're celebrating that 5th year by expanding the awards to the inaugural ATL's Hottest Gospel Awards show. And we took it a step further with the ATL's Hottest Talented Kids and Future Superstar Awards. Those two award shows are coming up in November. The Gospel Awards is November the 16th at Jackson Memorial Baptist Church. I'll announce that. And, the Kids Awards is coming up. It'll be November the 23rd. So we are really excited about those two. Very excited about the one that we have coming up after that, which will be America's Hottest. You know, there's so much interest from outside of Georgia about the award show. They wanted to get nominated. They were coming in from out of town. And they were like, wow, so many people are excited about this. Why not open it up to artists and, you know, people outside of Georgia? So that's where America's Hottest Awards came into. So that's americashottestawards.com for that. So, we honor everything from the hottest DJs to the hottest comedians, the hottest dance crews, the hottest venues, which is the hottest clubs, the hottest personalities, the hottest media and personalities. Yeah, so we cover, it's over 40 categories of awards. Yeah, a lot. We don't announce every category at the award show. I can't do that. Yeah, we only announce certain ones.
Yeah, that's some good information that you provided to both me and Lady today. And, you know, definitely we are looking forward to the upcoming ceremony or ceremonies towards the end of the year. And I know ATL is going to get turned up by the different events, by the ceremony. And, you know, ATL is that spot right now. And a lot of award ceremonies take place down here in the ATL, in Atlanta. So my question to you is, Brian K. Marshall from Past Choice Entertainment, for those who are just tuning in to the Beat Break Morning Show, tell us, like, how will you and Antonio do something completely different from all the other award ceremonies that took place here in Atlanta or getting ready to take place here in Atlanta in the next couple of months or so? How you all going to separate yourselves from all the other prestigious events and awards ceremonies taking place? How you all going to separate yourselves from everybody else?
Well, the thing about the ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards show, you know, I would say we are at year number 5, you know, and everybody has the right to do what they do. But we just pride ourselves on providing a classy atmosphere, you know, for one, fun, energetic, where people get to come out, your everyday people get to come out. Fans get to come out. It doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to come out and see where your favorite artists that you get to go down to Cat's Cafe or at Sweet Georgia Juke Joint. And these are the people that we honor to keep the city hot. That's why the ATL is hot, because when you come in town, if you go to the hot spot, you'll see a hot entertainer performing like Grits and Jelly Buddy or Philippia Williams or your Erica Dawson. Those people, that's why the ATL is hot. You know, so those are the people that we honor specifically, you know. I don't really particularly pay attention to the other award shows and what people are doing, other than just congratulating them on their efforts, you know. But we're busy. We have 4 award shows we're planning. So, you know, that's where our interest and our focus is at, making sure that we have the best and hottest award show in the city, which the name ATL's Hottest Entertainment Award Show. The name says it all, the ATL's Hottest Entertainment Award Show.
No ratchetness, ladies and gentlemen, no ratchetness. No fighting in the backstage or behind the scenes or whatever, like some of the award shows in the past. So it's going down, man. ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards. Tune in and turn up. It's going down. Hot Atlanta. Yeah. There you go. Hot Atlanta. Yeah, that's why they call it Hot Atlanta. ATS Hot, Hot Atlanta. Well, Brian K. Marshall, I know you got to go. I know you have some other places to be. You are a very busy man in the industry. So go ahead and inform the listeners and the viewers out there your contact information, website, Facebook, Twitter, anything that you have to keep people posted on different events that you and Antonio have coming up through Past Choice Entertainment, and just let them know about, you know, give them the information on more information about the upcoming ceremony taking place in December and in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, please, please, please go to ATLShottest.com to cast your vote for the ATL's Hottest Entertainment, Events, Venues, and Personalities. Now, tickets are on sale, so go to the site, click on the tab that says Attend Galas. You can attend just the award show, or you can attend a whole weekend worth of events. We have the ATL's Hottest Awards Weekend, December the 6th through December the 8th. So from that Friday, December 6th until Sunday, December the 8th, there will be events, seminars, conferences, so artists can come in town and not just attend an award show, but get them some good information and some connections.
Well, thank you so much, Brian K. Marshall, for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak to us about the upcoming ATI Hottest Entertainment Awards. It's going down December. Make sure you go to beatbreakradiofm.com for more information. Brian K. Marshall, it's been a pleasure. Much success to you, Antonio Choice, and everybody over there at Past Choice Entertainment.
Thank you for having me.
All right, y'all. Keep your dial lock. It's going down. The Beat Break Morning Show on beatbreakradiofm.com, Atlanta's new underground station in syndication with hometeamradio.com. It's your boy, Sean Garvey, Lady Phoebe. We're going to go ahead and go into the mix with DJ Rollum, who is standing by in the other studio with the turntables. He's going to give you all something to skate on for all of my people out there at the skating rink right about now. It's the Skating Rink Mix with DJ Rollum exclusively right here on the Beat Break Morning Show. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up right here on the Beat Break Morning Show. BeatBreakRadioFM.com and HomeTeamRadio.com.
Good morning. You're in the mix with DJ Rollum on Beat Break Radio FM and online at BeatBreakRadioFM.com.
Never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control. zero. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick, you know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a toast but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this
and we ain't got no love for soul.
So just chill till the next episode. What a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard green. It's the capital S O S of fresh and double O P. Deagle double G, Y Deagle double G, you see? Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clacking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for another one of those G hits. So, Trey,
what up, son?
We gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping. City of Compton.
It's where it takes place, so I'm mash it with tension. Mobbing with the dog fan.
Bow, wow, wow.
Dropping the funky tracks is making a step that's just mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, then you're bound to get smacked. My little homie Snoop Doggy Dog has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your woman wanna trip, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I sock. But I'm never off, always on, just to break it down. See you when we see you win. In the city they call Long Beach, putting it straight together like my homie G.O.C. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this, and it's like that, and like this, and like that, and it's like this,
then we ain't got no love for zone.
So just chill till the next episode.
You're now rolling into the Skating Rink Mix with DJ Rollum on the Beat Break.
It's simple. I love it. Having you near me. Having you here. Our conversation. Outrageous. You smile. And I smile. And I say. It's getting personal, personal, personal. Let's stay for a while and play. Girl, let's make this a moment. Oh.
Personal, personal.